I am Norma Welton, and this is Norma Welton Talks. Today on Norma Welton Talks, my topic is Toronto needs a new homelander. The reason I say that is we have five big banks in Canada, and they have a protected market. They are very conservative. They're also incredibly strong and steady and a tribute to our economy. So no complaints about them other than they have very restrictive criteria as to who they want as borrowers. So recently, I have a really dear friend who's a mortgage broker, and she said if she was starting her business now, she'd go bankrupt because to try to find people who fit this tiny little box that the five big banks want is almost impossible. You have to have stellar credit, steady employment income, enough of a down payment that you can pay at least 20% down, and you know, the people who have enough income to qualify for the houses they're looking to buy, she said, are like 10% or less. So what do you do about the other 90%? What do you do about the people who are self-employed with really good credit, or have bad credit but a good job, or have a significant down payment but can't qualify for a mortgage because they don't have proof of income? So if you look at the states, there are all sorts of institutions that offer all sorts of sort of tiered financing. And Money Mart in Canada, it has filled that role. You'll see all sorts of new immigrants going to Money Mart because they can't or won't deal with a bank. So Money Mart is doing incredibly well with that marketplace. They've recently introduced a $150,000 loan amount, a $300,000 loan amount, a $15,000 loan amount, which they'll provide to people who wouldn't qualify at the banks. And that's smart business in my view. And they probably should get into mortgage lending, because if you consider the Toronto home market, why wouldn't a lender want to lend to someone who is self-employed with great credit? To me, it's a simple decision. Of course you would, because that person has established the great credit while running their own business. They're the perfect candidate to buy a house and pay a mortgage off. Another example is if someone has a great income but bad credit, you should be able to price in an interest differential to deal with your risk. And frankly, the banks in Canada only provide maximum 80% loan to value financing. So you always have that 20% cushion. It's not like if you know something happens, the bank isn't likely going to recover all of their money. So maybe it's a 3% premium or a 2% premium or 1.5% or you know whatever it is. I think it's a valuable conversation to have, because that person with a great income who wants to buy a house should be able to do that. Then you get into that component of the population who are paid in cash. Waitresses, waiters, adult entertainers, people who work in restaurants, people who work in nightclubs, construction trades, a lot of people accept cash. They may have a significant down payment, 100 grand, 200 grand. If they can't show the income, the banks don't want to lend to them. Well, if you have a different home lender in Toronto looking at that, of course, if they're going to put down 20% or 25% or 30%, there should be very little risk perceived in providing the other 70%, because that person has had the wherewithal to create this down payment. They should be able to obtain a mortgage. Northwood Mortgage advertises heavily on 680 News. And they always say, you know, if you don't qualify with the banks, come see us. And they're very aggressive about it. And I suspect they do very well, because again, unless you fit in that tiny little box for the banks, what about the rest of us? What about all those people out there who want to buy a house but don't fit in the box? What do we do? So it's my suggestion that we look at, somebody looks at it as an opportunity to create a Toronto lender that isn't a private lender, because private lenders typically will charge 7, 8, 9, 10% interest for a home purchase. But someone in that middle market, you know, if you're with a bank right now, you're paying between 2.39 and 3.99% typically. Well, there's got to be a place for a lender in the 5 to 7% range. Home Trust tries to fit that role. People like Street Capital are a little more flexible. Scotiabank in the past has been a bit more flexible. But clearly there's an opportunity for someone to make 5 to 7% in this market is good money. Lending to people who are good overall risks, even if they don't fit into that little box. So that's my opinion. I think Toronto needs a new, at least one, and ideally lots of new home mortgage lenders to service that square peg round hole market. Those are my views. I would love it if you would share yours on Norma Walton Talks. Please talk back.